This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Conversation right here, right now on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan and Jennifer Horn to update us. Kara Schillings has controls in our studio in Washington. Let's get started. Let's get ready to rumble, Jennifer.
Let's do it. All right. So this is, I wish I could say it's just a trending story for us today, but no, the polarization in politics has been a trending story for a long time, and the stories continue this week, where a man was arrested on the suspicion of felony assault and other charges after he attempted to stab a congressional candidate with a switchblade over the weekend in my home state of California in the Castro Valley. This is in Alameda County, so up in the Bay Area. It was September 9th, this past Sunday, at approximately 3:45 p.m., when deputies working at the Castro Valley Fall Festival were alerted to a possible knife attack at one of the vendor booths. Deputies arrived at the booth, made contact with the victim, who is a candidate. He's a Republican candidate, Rudy Peters. He's running against incumbent Representative Eric Swalwell. You'll actually see him on TV quite a bit. He's one of the talking heads and has expressed interest, actually even running for president in 2020. He's running to represent, again, the 15th Congressional District seat. Now, according to the witnesses, a 35-year-old guy, resident of Castro Valley, Farzad Fazeli, approached Peters at his booth in what was described as an aggressive manner. Typically, that comes along with holding a knife. He made disparaging, profanity-laced remarks about the Republican Party and about President Trump. During the incident, Fazeli pulled out a switchblade knife and attempted to stab the Republican candidate for this congressional seat. The knife malfunctioned, to the candidate's luck, I suppose, and they became involved in a physical struggle, according to the sheriff's department. And once they arrived, then, of course, they were able to apprehend, arrest, and take away Fazeli. The case has been forwarded now to the district attorney's office, and they're all awaiting charges to see what happens next. But if we're actually in this place where you're at a fall festival, and you know what, you even go up to the booth and exchange a few words about what you think is wrong with the world. Okay. It's when you pull that switchblade out that there's a real problem going on here, when things are just a little too hot. Now, we can say this is a crazy person, and that's probably true, but I think it's also just another piece of evidence that we need to realize that people are just human beings. They're not team members of a political party, and that if we have conversations and actually listen to each other, we might actually find some commonality every once in a while.
You know,
it's so crazy.
It is crazy. It's everywhere. You know, there's no place you can turn anymore where you don't feel pressured to have an opinion or to agree with someone who thinks that he or she is right. Another example.
That's why people binge watch reality TV right now in record levels.
Yeah.
It's because you don't have to think about how you feel about the country or the world or politics or anything. Yeah, it's crazy. So,
well, here's another example. We've all talked about the Colin Kaepernick Nike campaign, the Just Do It campaign, and a lot of people have been outraged, a lot of people have been happy. There's an elementary school in Seal Beach, California, where the focus is this week because the principal has called Kaepernick an anti-American thug. She posted this information on her Facebook page. Wasn't the school's Facebook page, it was hers. She was sharing her frustration over the Nike decision and what Kaepernick stands for and all that sort of thing. Her name is Ronnie Burns Ellis. She posted a photo of the Nike t-shirt that she had that she cut up. She writes, quote, "My newest rag," and points to the t-shirt. "When Nike signs an anti-American thug to represent their brand, I will not support, wear, purchase, or endorse their product. Bye-bye, Nike." Shortly after that post was seen by some of the parents, in the school district, they created a petition to express concern over the statement and to urge her ouster. See, there's so many things wrong with that.
But can I just ask why does Colin Kaepernick have a criminal record?
No.
So then why is she calling him a thug? Because that's a pretty racist comment then.
Thug. No, I don't take that to be that.
You don't see the racist undertones.
You don't see that? Yeah, that's 100%
well,
racist.
No, because I don't think that way.
I don't think that way.
You guys, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm a little annoyed that I have to think like maybe somebody else thinks. I don't look at that at all. I don't look at color. I didn't think that at all. Not once did that enter until the two of you said that. Not once did it enter my mind. Not once.
Does that mean there's something wrong with me?
Because no, I don't think that way?
No. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with anybody here. We're not talking. This is just, this is probably a generational thing.
Okay.
To me, it's not often. Whenever you hear the word thug, that is much more often associated with a black male than with a white male. And so that's why when she says thug, he has no criminal record. He is peacefully protesting, and to call him a thug reeks of racism to me. And I think that's probably why the parents were upset by it.
And
okay.
Well, I guess the interesting thing to me is, Jen, when you say you find him un-American, I know Doug says a lot of the time that he finds protesting to be one of the most American things that you can have. And,
yeah,
you know, we always talk about freedom of speech. And so I don't understand why using your right to protest something, whether you like it or not, makes you un-American.
Well,
but the
other thing
was,
we can apply that same thinking to this woman.
But yeah, but that is
why is this woman being singled out?
Nah. You know what I think? What I take issue with is not protesting. I'm all about protesting. Protesting is how things change. What I don't like is I don't like the fact that he wears socks with pigs for police officers. I don't like that he doesn't show respect for the people that have died for his freedoms. I take real issue with that. In my heart, I take issue with that because I think it's wrong. I think it's the wrong thing to do. Now, that doesn't mean he doesn't have the right to do what he wants. He can say anything he wants, but I don't have to like it, and I don't have to support him. And that's what's beautiful about capitalism, is I will not support anything that Nike does because they've chosen to make this statement because they're looking for a certain demographic that isn't me. So good for them. They found it, and they're just not going to have me, and that's okay. You don't need me for everything.
No.
But what I will say about this teacher, and this is one of those tough onion stories, I don't agree with her calling him a thug. I don't think he is a thug. I think he's somebody who was an opportunist, who was a crap football player who was getting ready to get cut, and he found something that he could attach himself to, and he stuck with it. And it's worked for him, and congratulations, he's gotten millions of dollars from Nikes. So, you know, that's his thing in life. That's his lot in life. We're all judged on what we decide to do, and that's his.
Yeah.
And that's fine, and he doesn't get expelled from this country. He's not expelled. I can't expel him from being an American, but the same thing has to hold up with this teacher. She expresses thoughts that aren't popular with her students and teachers online, so they're going to go
I
and
don't
protest,
even know that
she'll
it was
probably
the
end up losing her job for it.
No,
but
no.
We're
well, here's
we're
what,
defending freedom of speech. We have to defend it for everybody.
See,
she
the only
apologized.
Thing that I take issue with in her statement is the thug comment, because
okay.
if she just says, I'm not buying Nike anymore, fine, don't buy Nike, and I agree with the capitalism comment. It's the thug part that puts it into the racist category, and I think that's probably why the parents were rebelling against it.
We don't know one way or another. One thing that I am finding interesting is to watch what the shares of Nike are selling for. Does anybody know whether they're up, they're down, they were down a little and they were up and
there's
they were down?
There's rumors that it's up and there's rumors that, it's tanking and it's never going to recover, and none of that's true.
No, I think actually, what I've heard is that it dropped like 3% the
3%.
First week, and then I've heard that it's rebounded. So,
What I think is most unfortunate about the advertisement, sorry, Doug, it's just if you watch the actual commercial, it's a pretty good commercial. It's got Serena Williams talking about being from Compton and now she's like one of the best athletes in the world. It's got all of these people who have done really amazing things, and I think everyone's just kind of ignoring all of the other athletes in it and focusing on Colin Kaepernick, which is, I think it's a little bit unfortunate for those.
But you know what? I think the part where Jennifer said he's an opportunist, he's taking advantage of something that was basically given him on a platter, this opportunity, I'd do the same thing if it were me. Excuse me, under the same circumstance. I want to go back to this principle, though, for a minute. Her name is, again, what is it, Kathy Burns Ellis. She apologized to parents at a PTA meeting last night. She said, I never meant to offend anybody. Meanwhile, the superintendent said the following. She put this on her on one of her social media pages. As the superintendent, I take full responsibility for our leadership team. We will provide ongoing education about approaching differences in a respectful manner and the appropriate use and impact of social media. One person's opinion on a personal Facebook page does not represent the values of our district, nor is it representative of our district's mission and vision. However, I understand that what someone writes publicly does reflect on us and can damage the good work we are doing. We care deeply about the students and want them to thrive in a diverse society. So what does that mean about the future of Ms. Burns-Ellis? I don't. You were speculating.
I don't think she's going to get fired over it, but
she ought not to. She ought not to get fired.
It sounds like the school's probably going to come up with a very strict social media policy. I mean, one of my best friend is a teacher, and they have a very strict policy. She is not allowed to be on social media because just for these reasons. Mm-hmm. And she has to keep everything just,
and that's okay.
You know, to herself.
That can be part of the job if that's understood.
Right.
The boss says you can't do this. You want the job here? Then you don't do that. You don't want the job? Then you do what you want. And that's all. That's fair and square as far as I'm concerned. Whenever anybody is told these are the conditions of your job, your employment, and
right.
Fine, stick to them and work here. Don't stick to them, you're fired. That's
right.
Fair and
happens,
square.
Absolutely, and that happens in a lot of different industries.
It should. Yep,
and
it should.
You know, Jemele Hill just got fired from ESPN for saying anti-Trump things. So it works both ways. It's not all just, you know, one-sided. But,
18.
Yeah, if that's the company's policy, that's it.
Past the hour.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
There's a time and a place for black and white. Like when you're learning to play piano. Or when you want a big two-toned cookie. Or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing. From banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money. At Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. My Pillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, My Pillow's best deal. You buy one My Pillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
Thank you. Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's a smile in his voice as he sings, and most people are smiling when they hear it because they're happy. Pharrell Williams starts off our musical focus here on the DJB show, 24 after the hour. Jennifer and Victoria and I enjoying this, as do I think most people. Is there anybody, I don't know anybody who doesn't like this song. And when they hear, wait a minute, turn up the radio. So turn it up, Kara. Happy. So Pharrell Williams in the musical news, part of our concentration here on certain things that are part of our lives. And it seems yellow is the color of the evening, thanks to Pharrell, hosting the Yellow Ball at the Brooklyn Museum this week. An evening honored young audiences, Arts for Learning. And Williams was inspired to create the party to support and foster the work and ideas of artists. He said, "We have to support and preserve the young artists at all costs, because everything in here, what you're wearing, what you're holding, what you have on your nails, what's on your face, what's in this room, the lights, the sculpture, the floor, everything." He's right, you know. We are surrounded by the arts and surrounded by color and ideas and stuff. That's absolutely true. The evening began with a cocktail hour. Attendees, primarily American Express Platinum card members and their VIP guests, could browse a silent auction, which included everything from a yellow Chanel purse to one-of-a-kind yellow Beats speakers. I don't know what that. What's a Beats speaker? Is that a brand like Bose?
Beats by Dre. Headphones and speakers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. I bet Pharrell uses those probably. Let's see. He had some custom Adidas sneakers that were there. Artist Daniel Arsham created three installments for the event. He said he went to art school. I was supported by an organization after school called Arts. I see the arts generally as an invitation for people to think outside their everyday experiences. I think that's very, very true. Food as an art form was well represented at the ball. Let's see. Chef Dominique Crank. Is she one of these people that's on these food shows?
She's sort of a celebrity chef. She's got a Michelin star. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, she said, "For me, food is art, but it's a life of dedication and hard work. Art has to do with the world, has to do with humanity. You can be a chef, a singer, a fashion designer. It's the same thing, and it is. You can be an actor. You can, you know, there's art in teaching. There's art in doing what we do. During the cocktail and dinner hours, David Blaine performed magic tricks for illusions with the guests. Alicia Keys was there and her husband. The final performance of the evening was from Missy Elliott, who led a high-energy set, including songs like Get Your Freak On, Pass Dat Dutch, and Lose Control.
Doug's favorite songs.
I know.
Yeah, right.
He loves them.
Did I pull it off, though? Did I sound
Oh, yeah.
I pulled that
you
off?
Got it.
Pass Dat Dutch?
Yep.
Pass Dat Dutch.
You sound like you do a lot of that.
It's like Dutch's of Dutch Boy Paint. Dutch apple ice cream. That's what Dutch is
now
for me.
Now you're just ruining it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What about Get Your Freak On? Let me hear that. Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On. Okay. I was listening to that when I got lost on Sirius XM yesterday.
You were listening to the Fly Channel again? Is that what you're doing?
No, I actually was going through a lot of channels. There's a lot of stuff there. There's really sort of subtext material, if you know what I mean. I hadn't really gone through. I had never until yesterday. I was driving a car. My new car is in the shop already, so I'm getting... I was driving an Audi, and it has
swerving all over the road trying to get rid of Missy Elliott.
No, I was actually interested to just go through all the channels and listen to what was going on. Pretty fast.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're looking at a potentially catastrophic situation.
That's the National Hurricane Center's Ed Rappaport on Hurricane Florence, which is looking to make landfall in North Carolina on late Thursday or early Friday. And if it does, he says it won't just be the coast that'll be impacted by possibly historic rainfall.
Not only at the coast, but inland. Flooding in both places, storm surge at the coast, rainfall inland.
Mandatory evacuations now underway in the coastal sections of the Carolinas. The storm expected to then move inland and maybe even jog south a bit, where it could then just sit for several days. Budget documents show the Trump administration stripped $10 million from FEMA over the summer, giving the funds instead to Immigrations and Customs Enforcement. DHS says none of the money came from disaster relief funding, and this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Agree with that, Tara, do you?
All right. The fabulous, likable Doug Steffen on the air with the fabulously likable Jennifer when I have something in my eye. Hold on a second. Although I don't need my eye to speak, right? I can close my eyes and do this.
But there's something about when you get something in your eye, like your whole body shuts down.
Really, yeah.
That's all you can think about.
Very distracting. All right, let's bring you up to date on what's going on around the world. DJV time is 34 after the hour. Jennifer or Victoria? Victoria's turn to bring us around to understanding something very important, Victoria.
Well, the CBS fallout of Les Moonves and his departure for reasons of
being
harassment
a pig.
And, basically being a sexual pig. So the question now, the spotlight has turned to Julie Chen, his wife, who also hosts two shows on CBS. She is the host of Big Brother as well as the lead host on The Talk. And she issued a statement back in the day when this first came out in July, or in June, I believe, when the first when the story broke about Les Moonves. And she, of course, stood by her husband and said that she was not going to release any other statements regarding that. And so she has taken to Twitter to say she's taking a few days off to be with her family. But she did make it clear that she will be back on Thursday night with Big Brother. but it seems unclear about the talk. And so in her absence, the rest of the hosts on the talk on Monday morning and Tuesday morning, they took the opportunity to talk about the elephant in the room, Les Moonves leaving. Gail King, who was on the CBS Morning Show, she chimed in as well and said that she felt sorry for Julie Chen. She said she's in a very difficult position, and I think people are just wondering how she'll be able to navigate those waters, knowing her husband was just fired as the head of the network. Is she still going to remain as the hosts of those two shows? Will it affect the programming? Will it, especially on the talk, where they do talk about those type of, you know, hot button issues, will it affect the content of the shows? Mm-hmm. So she said, some of you are aware of what's been going on in my life for the past few days. I've issued the one and only statement I'll ever make on this topic on Twitter. I will stand by that statement today, tomorrow, and forever.
So what did she say? So, she supports her husband, right? That's
yep.
basically what she said. Yeah.
Yep. And so Sharon Osbourne, of course, is kind of in an awkward position as well. She has been asked and had given full support to Moonves when she said she was extremely uncomfortable giving support to Moonves. She said, obviously the man has a problem. Why is it that men get that power and it goes to their testicles? That is Sharon's
good question.
Direct
that's a good
quote.
Question. Yeah, that's a great
yeah.
question.
Yep. So
I think she's going to go. I think she's going to go from the talk. I don't know how you can yeah. sit with these women who
right.
just this yeah, week yeah. said that her husband has serious problems, that you know, they really ripped him a new one on these programs. So, and that's
yeah.
they're right, and maybe he deserves it. Who knows? I mean, obviously all of this stuff will come out, but I don't know how you sit there. She may stick around with Big Brother, but I can't see her sitting at the talk.
Yeah. Nah, it's too uncomfortable. All right, other people, good update. Thank you, Victoria. Speaking of uncomfortable, Sally Field has a new book called In Pieces. And it's interesting, it comes out at the time when a person who she loved and was with for 5 or 6 years, Burt Reynolds, has passed. And a lot of things in there apparently about their relationship, which would have made him uncomfortable, as she says in an interview. She says, a lot of blunt things in this book. I felt glad that he wasn't going to read it. He wasn't going to be asked about it, and he wasn't going to have to defend himself. I didn't want to hurt him. She has, if you look at this, I mean, sort of put the pieces together. Clearly, she has mixed feelings about their dating. She said her feeling about the relationship was it was, quote, confusing and complicated, and not without loving and caring, but really complicated and hurtful to me. I would be very curious to know, and you know where I come, I always come from left field. I'd like to know their astrological charts, both of them. I'd like to know, you know, you get information from the date and time when you were born, where you were born. I'd like to see how the two fit together, or didn't, frankly, because that happens a lot. People fall in love, and they're just not compatible, and then they don't learn about how to take what they can know and learn about the others through this tool, because I think astrology is a fabulous tool for working with people, for living and loving people, families, all kinds of stuff. It isn't a reason to do or not to do. It's a way for you to learn what they are about, learn what you are about, and use that information, use those facts to make the relationship work. Sometimes it can, sometimes it can't. It depends on each individual, but it certainly is a great tool. Anyway, I see the two of them. It was clear by looking in the first movie they did together. You could tell by some actors and actresses have chemistry and some don't. You can just see it. And the two of them were all literally all over each other and having a great time in that. Anyway,
did you read the part though? What's really interesting, she's just now admitting, maybe even to herself, that she was sexually abused by her stepfather.
Yeah.
And so part of the memoir, she said that she, in 2012, when she played Mary Todd Lincoln in that movie Lincoln, and when Mary Todd
was very good at it too, by the way.
Yeah.
That was a fabulous role for her. She was great in it.
And kind of going through the emotional issues that Mary Todd Lincoln had, she said that really brought up, in sort of a PTSD way, it brought up all of the past abuse that she had buried. And she said she now realizes that her relationship and the abuse that she suffered from the stepfather, she was trying to right that wrong, in a sense, with Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Not that he was abusing her, but that she said she was trying to exorcise some demons, and he was a lot older than she was, and there was a lot of connections that she now sees. And I think that's probably why she didn't want him to read that part, because that's difficult.
A lot of times in those relationships, I've had it in my life, frankly, the older stuff, there are women who may have loved me, did love me, that told me that I reminded them of their father. And I never really, I ought to have taken the bull by the horns then and asked, what does that mean? You loved your father? Because a lot of times you hear women marry their fathers or men marry their mothers. You hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And it does kind of bring around, at least in my case, I want to know what that means. I didn't, excuse me, ask it at the time. I wish I had, because I think it's a good therapeutical way of understanding what it is that the partner sees in you. What does she see, or what does he see in you? Are you looking at someone you love, you adore, you care about, or somebody that you had problems with and you're trying to fix? And that's, we all know that that means we have to go inside of ourselves, not look to somebody else. But there are, you know, this, I read this and I saw a lot of me, frankly, in it. And I think a lot of people who have had, what do they call them? Spring, December, what do they call those?
May, December.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I've long said that I thought that age in clarification for reasons that are used by people, you're too old for me or whatever. I think that's BS, because you can't really tell by looking at somebody how old they are. Well, in my case, and I say this humbly, I don't look anywhere near my age. I don't act it. I don't sound it, because I don't believe, I don't let it get in my way. I live my life now the same as I did 40, 45 years ago, except
there's
I'm smarter, I'm older, wiser, and can deal with situations much better than I could before. Yes, the problem, Jennifer.
I think that makes sense as we get older, and this is not about you. I think you are a very youthful person, and I know that kind of stuff is actually one of your hot issues. This really isn't about you, but what I have seen, and I'm thinking specifically of a friend I just lost this in a couple of weeks ago. When you have these romances and there are 30-year age differences, especially when it's the younger woman and the older man, because women are caretakers, and that's typically how it goes, women go with these men because they provide a sense of security, not necessarily because they remind us of their father or whatever it might be, but they provide us a sense of security that a lot of women are missing at that age. And so we get into these romances, they last for 20 years maybe, and then all of a sudden you've got a 50-year-old woman with an 80-year-old man, and a 50-year-old woman is not ready to literally be changing diapers and helping people through their age. It takes a very strong person to do that, and there are a lot of people who can't hack it, and a lot of people walk away, and that is not good for that 80-year-old person who is needing someone at that moment in their lives, and their wife leaves them. And, you know, for me, again, this might be a little personal, but for people that I know in my life, that kind of caused a downward spiral for the older person in that relationship. So it's not always just how old you're acting at the time. That's almost, it's short-sighted to look at it that way, because the truth is we all have life expectancies. Whether it's going to be 80 or 100, at some point we're going to get old, and the person who's with us is going to be that much younger, and it's going to be really hard for them and really hard for you if they decide they can't hack it.
Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of people that can't hack it, don't want to. They might, if they're well enough off, hire somebody to do it. But the anticipation is, let's say you've had 30 good years and then it's over. Is that tough on the 80 or 90 or 95 or 100 year old person?
Walked away from because of their age?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
right. But do you give up 30 good years with that anticipation, thinking ahead? I mean, how the hell do you know how long you're going to live? In the here and the now, if it's good in the here and the now, then that's, in my mind, what you should be thinking about, not what's down the road.
It's just
that's
not
a
as
waste.
Easy when you're right, and we deal with today, and I get that. And when feelings are strong, we deal with today. But there is, for me,
especially because I like to worry and think about things down the road.
Yes, you do like to worry. I'll give you that.
It's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite pastimes. That would be something I would consider, certainly.
Well, then you'd be alone for 30 years or not be with the love of your life for 30 years and give that up. Which is pretty, I find that to be very objectionable. Anyway, but to each his own. 46 after the hour here on the Crunchy DJV show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Type 2 diabetes is on the rise.
The increased incidence of obesity is what has probably driven part of the increase in diabetes.
Dr. Adrian Vella says diabetes happens when your blood sugar is too high. It's a leading cause of blindness and amputations, and it increases your risk of heart disease and kidney failure.
Dealing with high blood sugars early gives you a better chance of spending a longer time not requiring medications or other interventions to control your diabetes.
Dr. Vella says some people develop type 2 diabetes even if they're not overweight. But for others, lifestyle choices such as eating right, exercising, and losing weight can help prevent and even manage the chronic condition. Treatment with those lifestyle changes, medication, or even insulin can help control diabetes and prevent complications. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the power buying process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I'm still trying to figure this one out. Amber Geiger, who is the off-duty Dallas police officer who's been charged with manslaughter and the shooting of a man in his own apartment. She went into his apartment rather than her own and blames the fact she just come from her police job, 12-hour shift in uniform. She was tired. She walked into this apartment, saw a strange man there, and shot him. She wasn't even in her own apartment.
A lot of people work long shifts and manage to not kill people when they come home.
Was she drunk? I heard a couple of stories about somebody trying to break into their own. They thought they were breaking into their own house, and it was someone else's house when they were drunk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope she wasn't drunk. She got off a 12-hour police shift, but who knows? Strange. 10 before the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
To Warren Eckstein, who is here on the DJV program. He's a fabulous friend. Friend to me, friend to animals, friend to the program. More importantly, though, he's a very good friend to all animals everywhere. You can listen to his radio program, The Pet Show, every weekend all around the country. Go to his website, petshow.com. Also, you might want to, I use these, the Hugs and Kisses vitamins and mineral supplements that are made by Warren from, actually, the perspective of a dog and cat, two different combos, and you can get them at hugsandkisses.com. So, there's a story here locally where I am, Warren, of the owner, well, actually not really the owner, sort of the sub. This is the kind of stuff, excuse me, I don't even know how to tell the story without getting angry. I really got angry when I read it. The couple breaks up. They had a dog together. And she says, I can't keep the dog, you keep the dog. Okay, so he keeps the dog, and he decides to get another pet. And the dog that he kept, that was their dog, didn't like the new pet. So this guy digs a hole in the backyard and sticks the dog in it, buries it alive. And apparently somebody found out about it. They rescued the dog, but he had to be euthanized because there was that much damage done after being... What? And you just want to take the shovel that the guy used to dig the hole and whack him over the head with it. That's what I want to do.
But the scary part, Doug, is anytime you hear one of these stories, it turns out that these same people that are abusing or hurting or killing or destroying whatever they're doing to animals have the propensity to do it to people as well. We know the statistics. So,
right.
So in other words, just to pass it off as animal abuse and don't worry about it, it's insane. This is a sick, sick, sick individual and needs to be put away.
Yeah,
I agree 100%. And anger,
put down, in a sense, using the way they put down animals. Fine, here's
anger,
a better.
The anger is there.
Ridiculous. Where does it come from? Here's the story of a black Labrador named Lucy who helped unravel a criminal case against an Oregon man who was in jail for 50 years. The guy's name was Joshua Horner. He was from Redmond, Oregon. He was convicted of sexual abuse of a minor. During the trial, the person complaining about him testified that he had threatened to shoot her animals if she went to the police about the molestation, and said she saw him shoot her dog and kill it to make his point. Well, apparently that wasn't true. He said it wasn't true. And a group of animal lovers, the Oregon Innocence Project, went out to find the dog because the guy said the dog's not dead. Here's where you find the dog. He never shot the dog. They found the dog and then disproved the rest of the story. Found out the guy had been, the woman felt jilted. She just accused him of doing something he didn't do. But it all started with finding the dog, the lab. And that's what the Oregon Innocence Project did. I thought this was a fascinating story. I mean,
it
you
sounds
probably
like a movie. It sounds like a movie. It
yeah,
really
it
does. I mean, it's almost unbelievable that the guy served how 50 years, did you say?
He was, no, well, under the circumstances, I think he was charged with this and he was given a 50-year prison sentence for molesting this girl. And, in fact, he said, I didn't do it, I didn't kill the dog, and I didn't molest the girl. And so they found the dog, and they started really looking into the charges and found out that he didn't really do what she had said. She was just angry at him for leaving.
You know, that's such a, it's a great story, but, you know, there's a moral to this story. The moral is so many people out there that are legitimately going after young children, kids, or rapists or whatever, will use a dog or a puppy to establish a relationship with the child or maybe threaten their dog or puppy. There was just a case here in California where a guy had a van. He had this adorable little puppy. He'd take it to schools. He'd get the kids involved. They'd come in his van, and off they go. So it's kind of interesting how people can use dogs either way, and to use them for children is just beyond me. But this is the opposite end of the spectrum where the guy was innocent and the dog proved him innocent just by
the dog
being
proved him innocent. Yep.
Movie coming. I just kind of saw movie. Headlines for that story. Movie
right.
coming. Take it from me.
Study out today on how owning a pet can be responsible for making you healthier. Pet parents are healthier than non-pet parents. What do you think of that? You probably knew that.
No doubt about it. First of all, alleviate stress. I know we're in recovery, but also remember that people that have pets are much more apt to exercise than people that don't have pets, and we know how important exercise is for us. So if you're feeling down, feeling a little sick, a little blue, maybe you have the sniffles, go out and adopt a dog or cat. Make you feel better.
Benefits include people with dogs have decreased blood pressure, decreased cholesterol, triglyceride, not lonely, opportunities for exercise, as you just said. Yeah. All kinds of things. People are 300% better off with a pet than without a pet. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank Warren for that.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.